Dead. His drugs belong to me.
Seems y'all can't keep Norma happy, so I'm your new boss now.
Nah, no.
You think Monet have happy kids?
When I brought it up to her, she threatened to kill me.
What's stopping her from killing us too?
I found out last night. Sax is working with the feds.
I'm sorry, but I can't ask for protection for you now.
So you quit about Effie?
We broke up.
Effie Morales, you are under arrest.
What fucking for?
Attempted murder. You stated that Miss Morales kidnapped you and pushed you into an icy river.
That is what you told me to say.
They played you. I'm pulling the plug. This is done.
Junior.
Mom?
This came for you in the mail.
It's from that lawyer Cooper Sachs.
It's time for Monet to go.
Dee, what are you asking me right now?
Put two through the window and drive off. I tell Drew and Kane I never saw the killer's face.
You tried to kill our mother.
You almost killed me too.
Anya Covington, your daughter. I got people with eyes on her.
Perhaps you've flown too close to the sun, love.
Hey, what the fuck did you do?
I told Noma that you were threatening her daughter.
This bitch.
Been wanting to do this for a long time.
I think I took one of those fuckers out.
Yo, B, what the fuck? How did you know?
An OB call. Something about green cards? What do we do now?
Man, I don't know. I think we just started a fucking war, though.
That wasn't my dad. Right, auntie?
Jesus Christ, Zeke, what the fuck? That ain't your fucking auntie. That's your mother.
Mo, what the fuck is she talking about?
Now's not the time to act like you know what the fuck you're doing, right? Because I know you don't. Listen up. I killed my dad to save my family, all right? Drew, Monet, Diana, Mecca will go after all of them if you don't kill Lorenzo. And he'll make sure you're the last one alive so you can see all of them die right in front of your face. You know what type of nigga he is. You don't have a choice, just like I ain't have a choice. So just get ready, man, because after this shit, you ain't never going to be the same, game. You really think you could do this shit without me? Half of this shit going.
Hey. Welcome back. Hey, we are back once again for another episode of your favorite show. And I am off on all of my prompts. I don't know what the hell going on here. All right. If you want to join the conversation, jump in the comments or email us eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. I'm your host, the Ninth Wonder. I'm here with EB and Vaughn. Tonight we are talking about episode 401 entitled I Don't Die Easy. Man, how y'all doing today?
Yep. Good. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. Shits and giggles. What's happening?
I'm in love with the plug.
You're in love with the plug.
What did the plug bring you?
Drama.
The plug brought you drama?
Yeah, you know I like toxicity.
That's what it is?
So you like toxicity. It, but you don't like it to be in it.
What you mean?
You like
if I like it, I like to be in it.
You weird.
Thank you.
How's that weird?
I'm just acknowledging my flaws. That's all.
Hey, at least you're accountable for it, right?
Nah, I ain't say all that. I ain't do shit.
Let me ask you this. Did the season premiere, episode 401, did it live up to your expectations? Did you kind of foresee this happening?
It depends on your expectations. What were your exact expectations of this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me say ending season two, was it season three? Ending season three. Mm-hmm. I did not expect all of them to turn on Tariq, especially Effie.
You talking about in the season finale?
Season finale, yes.
We didn't expect
the season finale.
I think more or less, more than anything, Effie's feelings were hurt, especially when Tariq like kind of cut her off when she got out of jail. Mm-hmm. Tariq kind of said, "Yo, you know, you do this on your own, you build yourself back up." Like he didn't bring her back into the fold. And I think, in essence, I think that's Tariq's character flaw. I think Tariq's character flaw is the same one that it's the same as Ghost Zone was. You know, they said the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And Ghost always felt like he knew what was better for everybody else. And in most instances, he didn't. as well as I thought towards, especially towards season three of the Flagship Power, Ghost really became extremely selfish. It was about what he wanted rather than what was best for everybody. And Tariq is so tunnel vision on his family. He's so tunnel vision on, yo, I got to get my mom. This don't, nothing else matter. It doesn't matter what Brayden has sacrificed for this friendship. It doesn't matter that the fact that Effie kept her mouth closed while she was in jail. Don't none of this other stuff matter except for what you want. And it's almost, and I don't think it's malicious. I think it's more or less more him only seeing what he can see in that particular moment at that particular time. Hey, what's up, Sue? She said, stopping by to say, hey.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Yo, but I think that when it comes to Effie, he's always giving her the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, 100.
And she keeps doing him dirty.
No, she does not.
She's very disappointed. Yes. She's very disappointed.
No. Effie,
I don't agree.
You have to understand the person that she is. Effie has not had anybody in her life to truly love her at all.
That don't make it right.
Even Tariq didn't fully love her.
100%. But that don't make it right.
What you mean? I'm not saying there's a right or wrong. I just think that you got to understand where she is. I understand that. She lives by a particular code, but she also looks out for herself. Like she was in jail. She definitely looked out for herself. But now let's pump the brakes on that. First, she does look out for herself, but when she was in jail, was she looking out for herself?
She was trying to, but They asked her to do that shit.
No. Who asked her to do what? She regardless.
That was the plan. She was part of the plan to get her
Effie
out.
Effie went to... Didn't Effie go to the girl and told her, like, you gotta...
No, the girl came to her.
No.
Not Diana. What's the girl name? But she came. She went.
We gotta remember she locked up. Everybody came to her.
Okay, I agree. She wasn't for self when she went to jail. She was looking out for the whole. I think she had the holistic picture in mind of everybody. However, I was disappointed when she turned her back on Tariq. I was disappointed because after that long car ride and she knew she fucked up, that was her time to redeem herself to him. And she didn't. That's just my opinion.
Even though she didn't redeem herself and she played herself and she put herself in all those positions that she did by choosing her code over everybody else, when it came down to it, she was going to pull a two-bit. She was going to sit in jail and do whatever and get her own lawyer and stuff for those consequences according to what was going to happen. They came to her and brought her back in. Like, yo, do this. You'll get out. You'll be free. Blah, blah, blah. And then she begged the nigga when she get out in her own way to be back in. And then when she realized that he wasn't going, she chose herself. That's why she walked off.
She was not thinking about
the whole group. She stand 10 toes.
She definitely held on.
And I respect her hustle. You know what I'm saying? But
even when what's his name? Monet's son. What's his name?
Kane.
Even when Kane went in there pretending to be her lawyer, she was like, "Nick, what the fuck you doing?"
"I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good.
Like, you ain't talking about me."
I don't know, man. It just Effie is too, and I understand.
She's a wild card for me.
I understand that she comes from being broken. But she's too loyal to herself.
How would you be
a wild card? You don't know how to play her.
you know, when you're too, just like you said, when Ghost wanted what Ghost wanted, that's what made him. That's what made him.
But that's more of a Tariq trait than an Effie trait.
Nah, it's Effie the same way. That's why them two peas is in that pie, bro.
But that's the exact reason. No, Effie, Tariq is. I think Tariq is out of sheer narcissism. Hers is more out of survival. Effie's own is out of survival.
It doesn't matter which bus you take if you end up at the same stop.
No, Effie's is about survival. She has to protect herself.
It doesn't matter what bus you take. If you go into Penn Station and two buses end up at Penn Station, you still the same.
They're two in the same. Just different.
It doesn't matter which path you take.
I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that.
I just think she's a wild card right now. But we're gonna talk about her a little later on down in the show, because she kind of redeemed herself a little bit. But yeah,
no. She loves Tariq more than Tariq loves her, and that's all that showed.
That's all. That's 100. Tariq definitely loves himself and what he wants over more everybody. Than he loving him. I think. By the end of this episode, he's seeing that he could fuck with Brayden more.
Yeah.
He got to put more trust in Brayden.
Well, Brayden, I think, and we'll
get there.
They need each other right now.
They need somebody right now. They need Jesus.
What I thought would have been dope. Listen, what I thought would have been dope, and if you're listening to the show, please email the show grits and ignorance@gmail.com. eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. Go ahead and email the show or drop it in the comments right now. I thought it would have been dope as hell if they could have somehow incorporated, yo, we got to get out of town. Let's go to Chicago. And they go to Chicago and kind of get together. With, you know, Tommy said he wouldn't help him, but listen, you can't tell me Tommy wouldn't
trying to get shit.
I'm just saying, like, you can't tell me that wouldn't have made more sense.
We've been trying to get Chicago in New York and Chicago.
Listen, forever. The show gotta end. We've been trying to get them two kids to marry each other
for the longest.
I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you
it would have been more adult.
Guarantee you that these niggas end up in Chicago. Anyway,
tell me that does not make way more sense than what happened.
I think that they did because they're young, they gotta find their own. Because if you're watching the episode, these niggas don't got a pot to piss in. They can't hustle, they don't got no legit money. That's the one thing Ghost and Tommy had was
they don't
legit
have
money.
A plan B. They don't have no plan. They have no agenda. They have nothing.
They need that one thing that they could always fall back on. Ghost and Tommy had the laundromats and the fucking club. So no matter what, they could always make
right
legit
now they need
money.
Uncle Tommy.
No, they need jobs.
No, I think that's
they need jobs. That's what they need.
I just think jobs
are too far. Jobs not even in the picture.
Right now. But think about it.
They need muscle. No. And they have none.
Nah, think about it, please. If the niggas with all the muscle can't kill
two
niggas,
they don't know anyone.
It doesn't matter.
And they killed a federal agent.
All right, so everything costs money. Everything costs money. You don't got no hustle to make money. You need a job. How you gonna get to the next bag with no income?
All right, well let's get into it because we about to be here forever.
I'm telling you, it makes sense.
I'm just saying, like I think that, you know, the story could have made a whole lot more sense if they would have done it a particular way. That's just
we reading a black novel right now.
That's just my feeling. All right, basically the episode picks up where the season three finale left off, with Tasha trying to kill Monet. Tariq was supposed to be helped by Drew and Diana, sparked an all-out war that spills, basically got into this season. Tariq intended to abort the mission to kill Monet, but his mother Tasha, to his surprise, swooped in the fire and gunshots at Monet, leaving her in critical condition. Drew and Diana, who had a plan of their own, switched up on Tariq and rallied Kane and Noma, whom Monet was working for against Tariq. Just like that, Noma, Kane, Drew, Diana, and even Effie, as you said, pops in as another enemy of Tariq, surrounding him when Brayden comes in, one gun against 30, and somehow has another gun, slides to Tariq. And then they get out of there, and we end up with this scene here when they get out of there.
Well, that shit didn't fucking work. We gotta figure out the next plan, B.
Got enough bread to get out of town?
Nah. My fault. That's the wrong scene. My bad. That's actually the scene that comes after what we're gonna get into. So at this point, no, that's not the first scene. So when they finally come up with this plan, they think of to get Noma's daughter. What do you think? What did y'all think before the plan was actually executed? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Nothing. I saw crickets. I can't even front. I didn't think these niggas was gonna pull anything off.
Wide, they were wide open. That was a weird scene to me.
Yo, that scene sucked.
The direction that it went in. Yeah, that was an awful scene.
They came up with a plan with the car.
They did a poor job.
So my biggest question for that scene was, why did they not shoot from two different angles? Why did they come in together?
Wait, hold on. And why was there just a random truck with keys in it?
Yo, there's always random things in Fantasyland. Because you gotta remember, at this stage, as much as I love Power, at this stage in the series, this is Fantasyland.
Because at the end, like, I can say this, a lot of this.
I like all the killing.
I think that's why Raising Kanan is probably my favorite. It's not my favorite of the Power of the Power franchise. The flagship Power is definitely my favorite of all. But of the spinoffs, Raising Kanan is my favorite because it's the most realistic. The shit that happens in that, like,
they have to be factual for you to relate to it.
And this shit is just not like two niggas. It's 8-9 people.
This is why I say our generation is the next generation is doomed. Because our kids are living in Toy Story and fucking Fortnite. that's all I was thinking about was Fortnite.
It's so much they're trying to get done in such short time that they are blending, like they are skipping over scenes to get to the point.
No, I don't think it's skipping
they're
over
skipping scenes. Over something to.
No, they're cramming scenes.
I don't think. No,
it's they're just, cramming. They are cramming everything into.
I think it's
10 episodes.
No, my thing is, I think it's fantastical. Like, it's not, it does not seem like this is a realistic thing. We have because Tariq.
Okay. I get what you think.
I think
you apply more fantasy to this than you apply more realism. Like, I could see this happening.
These are two 18-year-olds at best. Because remember, 19.
You gotta give them 19 because they did 2 years of college.
No, this is all in 1 year, son.
No, because the first year was fucking Zeke.
Yeah, okay. No, what I'm saying is,
so they got to be at least sophomores.
They got to at least be. But remember, Tariq wanted to graduate in 1 year. That's why he was taking that class. That's why I'm telling you, so that he can get to his thing. We have not reached summer yet, son.
No, we did because you got to remember he lost his dorm room, and then they lost the dorm room.
No, that was the end of first semester. We're in second semester.
No, because his
second semester.
Brayden's sister is gonna come in second semester.
Trust me, son. Check it.
She didn't graduate from high school, wasn't she somewhere else?
Yeah, she transferred in. It's not. She transferred.
No, she did not.
She was still in fucking.
I thought she transferred from.
She was still in high school.
She transferred from a different college. She did. It was not that she graduated. She transferred from another college.
Yeah, like she did transferred. Not.
Hold on now. Because remember, Diana came in second semester because she met Tariq third semester. And they let her go to school second semester. Okay, sir.
She went to St. John's first.
Then she transferred in. Not Diana. Diana went straight to Diana went straight there because remember the dad was trying to ease his shit. He was like, yo, nah, you ain't gotta worry about doing that St. John stuff. We're gonna allow you to go straight to the school that you want to go to.
She went to St. John's first because she was like, Monet was pissed. Monet was like, since you want to go to school, you ain't going to Stansfield. You're going to St. John's.
Go to St. John's. But she started, and then she transferred in. She did.
Effie transferred in.
And so
Brayden's sister came in.
Second semester. Go look the timeline up, man. Like, I'm telling you.
It's not accurate. Everybody, Brayden and his sister. Now it's not the same second year.
It's definitely not second year. It's second semester.
How you figure when niggas was killing niggas in winter?
That's what I'm saying. They still said it's still coach. Like they got coats on still, and Scully's.
No, that nigga put on a hat so he could look like a killer, and he looked like
Obi.
Okay, at the end, look at it. Both of them boys got coats on. Obi got on a coat.
Obi always has on a fucking coat.
It's not summertime yet.
All right. Whatever. Next.
Nope, because now I'm looking it up.
But
you can look it up. Because I know I'm right. It's got to be. In four seasons, this nigga did one semester of college.
No, he did two. This is the second semester. I'm telling you. Because remember, the thing starts out.
Tell you, this shit got to be like year two.
I think it's second semester. I don't think it's second year.
It's the second semester. It's not second year. Because Tariq said that he wanted to get to his inheritance. And the best way to do that was to take that canonical studies class. And that was a one-year extensive class that would help him get to his degree in 1 year. And that is why he did that. So he could get his trust fund. Ninja, since I can't curse on here. Ninja.
Okay, but how is it that you had three different teachers?
They died. One committed suicide.
Not really.
One got killed. Okay, well, two got killed. And now you on your third one.
Yo, this is why this is fantasy.
Hey,
that's neither here nor there.
Thank you.
Cause
neither here nor there.
You can't have four seasons and that's 1 month.
The timeline is the timeline. You can't help the
timeline. Timeline is horrible.
So They decide to go after Noma's daughter Anya. That does not work. She actually is attending, and they find out she's attending NYU. And that is when we get to this scene.
Well, that shit didn't fucking work. We gotta figure out the next plan, B.
Got enough bread to get out of town?
Nah.
You think Davis could help?
Possibly. The motherfucker probably deals with shit like this all the time.
Hello?
Did he tell you why?
He didn't say. I just know.
I mean, my family's been through enough, and now Brayden's in trouble.
I don't really know how much more.
No, you hit it. I got your sister.
We'll be at Pier 90. You and Tariq show up.
Get Becca back.
Huh?
I'm killing her.
Drew!
What the fuck is going on?
Drew has Becca.
Shit. Wait. Think this shit through. All right? This could be a fucking setup, E.
I gotta get my sister,
Let's call Davis and see what he would do, Brayden.
They're up here 90. You getting it or not?
Come the fuck on, bro. Think about this shit. Brayden!
They have Becca. What was your thoughts on this whole kidnapping thing? Because Diana wasn't fully in. And this new version of Drew, I kind of like. Like, he done told, I kind of do. I'm a killer. And then he told Diana, yo, if she wakes up, talking about Monet, if she wakes up, smother her. Like, I like the new Drew. The new Drew is like, yo, I'm all in. I am what Poppy said I would be. I'm a killer.
He an angry ass pussy.
Whoa.
Diana is straddling the fence. I think he is still hurt because what Monet did, and Diana is, he's looking at Diana like, yo, what are you doing?
Well, Diana,
Monet fuck it up for everybody, for all of them.
I mean, we all know Diana is emotional, right? And Diana wanted Monet killed. Mm-hmm. Until Monet saved her life. When Monet saved her life, then she was like, oh, you know what? I don't want her dead.
Yo, my, you know what I get out of this? My big question. Why are we taking suburban kids and putting them in the streets?
Well, she's from Queens, man. She ain't no suburban.
No. They from like Jamaica Estates, my nigga. They live in a house, and they always lived in a house. I mean, they not from the streets.
It's better than being from Northeast South Carolina.
I understand that, but them when you from the, it's different when you from the field in the woods. Them, I respect them country folk, but when you not from no dirt. Why you want to be having your kids do dirt? I like what Noma's doing. Where she taking her kid and saying, no, you focus on school. I don't want you involved in what I do.
And let me say this. Although I like what Drew has become, he's one of the dumbest kidnappers fucking ever. Oh, Jesus. He's one of the dumbest kidnappers ever. Like, he is...
He's moist.
Huh? Say what now?
Call the boy. Said he's moist.
Say that again.
Wet behind the ears. Moist. Good God, I said he's moist.
I can't find the drop.
No, we're not doing
that. I'm telling you, Drew is.
He
a
is
punk.
Moist and saturated.
He is a punk. He is a punk. Mm-mm. He's a punk. Yo, I wish Raquel was Monet. So Raquel to tell them what they all are. Break them down.
Monet.
Break
Monet,
them down to their elements. Monet. No, she only breaks down Kane. she only breaks down Kane, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta get
Monet only breaks down Luke. I mean, not Monet, but Raquel only breaks down Luke.
No, she break down name too. But she don't really have to do that with Marvin as much because Marvin just ready to do whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Marvin be ready. All right. Well, we 30 minutes in. Let's get to moving. Becca eventually pepper sprays Drew, escapes from the car. She makes a run for it and eventually finds Brayden, who just arrived in the SUV with, I don't even know why, how did he know where she was? Like,
he told her to appear Pier 90.
Yeah, but who, no, but it was in the back of a pier. Like, come on.
No, anyway, but he was driving around looking.
Okay, I give you that. Drew is not
that was the one bit of realism.
Okay, I give you that. Drew is, you know, he's shooting at Brayden and Becca. But before he can really get a good shot off, what happens? Tariq comes through in the truck, slams into Drew's car, injuring him. Drew limps out of the car. These two are like this far apart and shooting and don't hit each other.
Listen, now you see they real gun skills. Because they shoot as if they're delusional.
What
was any other time as well? Any other time as well, they shoot as they're delusional. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's up, like I said in the group text, if they not up close and personal, they can't hit the broad side of a fence. I'm telling you.
But they were up close and personal.
Nah, not really. But I mean, you got to give them both concussions. They did drive into each other. But at the same time, I'd have been hopping out the car. See, I would have hopped out the car.
It was wet.
She said it was wet. It was. I was just before impact. I would have hopped out the car. It was. I said it was. But I would have jumped. I would have jumped out the car right before impact. Because he driving an old truck. That shit ain't got no airbags. You know what I'm saying? Did one of them Fantasyland rolling tucks, hopped up, and out of cap drew in the car before he got out.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a better scene. Because I want to see one of these Tejadas die.
Now, back at the Western home, Braden's brother is getting a dog snot beat out of him. Did you somewhat think this was an unnecessary scene? Because to me, it was slightly unnecessary.
No.
I don't think it was unnecessary. Actually, think about it. Dude, what's his name? God, I can't think of people's names now. What's Kane?
No, Brady.
Kane is heated because somebody tried to kill his mother. All he knows is Tariq and Brady are together.
Yeah, he was beating the devil out of Brady. Trace.
Right. So I don't think it was an unnecessary scene.
Yo, I think this showed a lot. Because
I don't think so.
I think it showed a lot. Think about it. What Monet say? 2 and 2 equal 5. Boom. So Kane shows up making 2 and 2 equal 5, attacking the wrong people for nothing, right? But with its purpose,
but he doesn't know that.
No, because he's stupid. My point. And what it does is it shows in that scene how Braden is getting his back turned on him by his family. Which is what Braden needs. So Braden can fully commit to being the gangster ass suburban white boy that he is.
No, so but I mean the argument you're making is that it was a necessity to happen to further along the plot, the story that we're going through.
But I don't even think it
goes along with
because his family was already distancing him anyway.
That's what
no, they were distancing themselves, but they were probably also pulling him in because you got to remember they got that whole Western holding thing going on. They still need to stay together as a family. You know what I'm saying? Now he needs to be pushed out so he can become the beast that he need to be. But also, it's a necessity to show that how much Kanan needs direction. I mean, Kane needs direction. Kane ain't muscle.
He's out there.
No, he's stupid. Yo, when he tried to get the
last season.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hold on. Say what you got to say.
I was just gonna say when he tried to get the plug, before they killed him, when they ain't had no plug, before Noma. He got dissed because he got no way. He didn't know how to talk to the motherfucker. He ain't know how to talk to that motherfucker into doing what he wants. Stupid. Then his mama tell him he's stupid. His mother tells him he's stupid, and he still don't believe he's stupid. Then he goes and does this, which is stupid. When he should have been listening to Noma and going back to the crib and getting patched up and healing so that he can go out and attack Tariq clear-minded.
Yeah, but that's not Kane. Kane doesn't operate that way.
No, Kane Kane is stupid.
Because he's stupid.
Because he's muscle and he's stupid. So
last season. So when Brayden uncle, you know, when Brayden pushed his uncle over the top, mm-hmm. you know that story just ended. No one said anything about it.
It was suicide because it was a suicide note.
The only person that knew that went down like that was Tariq and Kiki.
And Kiki, her old hoish ass.
I like Kiki. Kiki went into hiding.
She went to the crib.
Yeah, Kiki went into hiding because she was implicated in the Ponzi.
They
need to bring her back in so they could get some real legit money in their pockets because they broke as hell. Two broke ass college students running around trying to get it.
They need a job. What are they gonna work?
I don't know.
White Castle.
Davis McLean is visited by Noma and Obi.
He was visited by someone else earlier too.
That's why he's my winner of today's episode.
Blessings.
And I'm
gonna keep it PG for you, brother. Blessings.
Completely blessed. All right. Noma ends up putting $100,000 bounties on both Tariq and Brayden. It's moments before that Noma and Obi pointed the gun at them. He rejected the $200,000 offer to give up Tariq and Brayden. Kane and Effie, though, and this odd romance that I just don't understand. What?
This is what I'll be talking about.
They're using each other.
Effie does not love. No. Kane likes
Effie. Kane is in love. I'm in love with Effie's gangster, too. I like Effie's gangster.
Okay, Effie, she ain't with the shits with him. She played him bad.
When they was looking for Tariq and she knew they was close to Tariq, what she did?
She takes Tariq.
Like, yo, you gotta head out. We here to get you. Yo, get ghost.
Yo, I'm about to inbox this nigga Tariq and ask him how much ding dong he put down on Alex.
On Alex?
Yeah, Alex Capri. I want to know because she's stupid for him. This character is stupid for him. Tasha was not stupid for Ghost.
I'm gonna tell you who else is stupid and he paid for it. My man Obi, man. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yo, ain't nobody giving me $150 and then I'm gonna profess myself to you.
Obi trying to stay under the radar.
Yo, proper.
He was trying to get them cheeks. That's what he was doing.
He trying to be the one. He's like,
you talking about the dude that did the poetry? Is that him?
Nah. Obi is Noma's right hand.
It's Noma's right hand man. You don't remember when they was in the house?
Yeah, okay, I was right.
And she was like,
yeah,
and you need someone to be there for you.
I am that one.
Yeah. She told him to get out.
She told him to stop thinking with his dick.
You're thinking with the wrong head.
She's that's why I'm in love with the plug.
Okay. It was a lot of action in this, but I just don't like how it all came together.
It was
funny. They use action scenes to build the storyline because they don't have enough time to talk.
Well, I think, like Gordon Ramsay says in his things, the plate was fragmented. It was like, it was this.
Right. That's a fact.
Scene here. It was this action scene here. But there was no dialogue that brought it all together to make it a cohesive entree. So to speak,
because
it wasn't enough for us to feast on as a season premiere. I think they could have done a good job. You could have had action, and action could have come. It didn't have
but
to.
Now,
be.
But see how it look at how it plays out though. You can enjoy a disjointed plate of food.
And you can't. Because
think about it. Tariq takes out the next motherfucker that's going to be on his ass, which is the Valdez boy.
All it does is bring somebody else to be on you.
Right, but Michael, I don't think the Valdez boy was a strong enough character to chase Tariq.
I thought that would have made more sense than what they're about to do. I think him, in a sense of, because I think it would have tied it in this final season, it would have tied into the Power final season, whether they decide to, which would be great if they got a chance to kill Tariq. Oh my God. If they kill Tariq in this, in the final episode of this, it would be, not saying that it would be justice, but I think that it would be such an amazing link to the flagship Power. And I think that the fact that Valdez, the lady Angela, was chasing Ghost, only to find out that it was
Ghost
right in front of her. Now you got the second generations of these two characters, one pursuing the other again. I thought that it would have made, I thought they killed them too soon. If they were going to kill,
I think they killed him too soon.
That was my number one scene in the fucking whole show.
No, I'm not saying it was a bad scene.
Yes.
We're getting
to my number one. Well, I'm sorry. Number two. I digress. Number two.
Although that scene was a good scene, I thought that scene was better fitted maybe episode six, maybe episode
nine. I can't have these Valdez's hanging around, man.
Or even the coveted episode. What episode
What's going to happen?
Nah, he's not going to be innocent.
No, he's not. He wouldn't be an innocent. But I think that in that sense, that would have made more sense to me as to him, for him to avenge his aunt's death, so to speak. Whether Ghost was the one who actually pulled the trigger, or whether her being in Ghost's life is the reason that she died, is more of a thing to Paz and the Valdez family than anything else. This boy became an FBI agent because of what his aunt did.
Oh, no, he was in the DEA.
Well, he was an FBI agent.
I just don't really don't know where this story, like, I don't know where it's going, because it's just seemed like everything is backwards.
And this I don't know who
Valdez got killed too soon. Now, what's the detective, the lady name? What's her name?
Jesus,
Blanca.
Blanca wanna dead it. Blanca doesn't even want to investigate anything more because everything has been a dead end.
Now that
Valdez has passed away, it's giving her something to now reopen this.
Yeah, so now
Jenny don't even want no part. She dipped. So that character is gone. Jenny
got played.
She's out.
Well, Jenny, you know what I'm saying? Jenny,
something. Played. All right, so there needs to be something to bring this to an end.
But also remember what I think: Jenny got played. But I think if Jenny never got the note from Sachs that told her beware of chasing the white whale, she would never have walked away. She would have stayed pursuing this. She would have continued to try to pursue this. But the fact that it was her actions, she could not protect Sachs. There's guilt there, and the fact that Sachs sent her a note saying, look, I chased this white whale for my entire career, and look where it got me. If you're here, quit now. Do not let this overtake your life. Do not let this be the end of you. Do not let this continue. Don't let it continue.
No. All I know is that I feel like they needed a better antagonist or someone to fuck shit up. Only thing I didn't like was the introduction of that character, because it's like, who the fuck is Denise? Who's your wife? Like, what does your wife have to do with anything?
Yeah, and I mean, it's Don Carter. He's a rising NYPD officer who was on track to become police commissioner until his wife was killed in a crossfire between rival drug gangs. Detective Carter... He's basically in the church after a moment of prayer when he runs into Paz, Angela's sister and Julia's mother. Distraught in tears, Paz tells Carter that her son was suspiciously killed after investigating through St. Patrick. Though the FBI thinks Junior's death is a random school shooting, Paz is sure there's something deeper at play. Carter seems to agree and promises to arrest whoever killed Junior.
Is it me or was Michael Ealy walking a little too hard for a light-skinned brother?
Yeah, he had a little, he had a little extra
stomp in his walk. Like,
he had a little extra dip in his dip.
Like, homeboy, you got green eyes. Like, relax, buddy. You got a thug. We know who you be. You know what I mean? Right, now, I fuck with Michael Ealy, though. I do like Michael Ealy.
All right, before we get into our last segment here, there's some things we didn't discuss. One of the things is, what did you think about Monet's trip or time in the wasteland?
Out of body experience.
She was in purgatory.
Her time in purgatory. What was your thoughts on that? I'll start with you, Vaughn.
I'm gonna go in.
I think my favorite part is when Zeke came back for her and said what he said. I think she's trying to make everything that she did wrong. She's trying to find a right in it to not give up or give me the second chance, or I'm not gonna, you know, I got work. I still have work that needs to be done, and I need this life to continue.
She don't apologize for nothing.
She did.
She did not.
Well, to Zeke, she did. Well, kind of. But what I didn't like, the fact she was like, I need to live for my children. That's what, that part right there, I was like, fuck you.
Well, hold on.
I didn't like that part.
Well, let me say this.
But you gotta say it honest, because I was waiting for her to say that to the other two.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna play this clip, and then we'll talk about it.
That I did this, that, and the third. Y'all don't know shit about my life. Your ass was in jail when I was holding it down, and your ass was a mistake that made me a survivor. Now I'm about to tune both of y'all dumbasses out. I ain't dying today.
Stubborn ass bitch right to the end, huh?
Same problem I had. But your life is gonna get cut short before you can right your wrongs.
Motherfucker, you killed Zeke! That shit is unforgivable!
And you did what you always do. Added hurt on hurt. You took away your children's father.
Well, now to be fair, Zoe, she has been hurting her kids since birth. Got them losing their souls to these streets.
Look, I didn't get us in this street shit. But I damn sure made us survive it.
You've been telling yourself that lie for so long, you're beginning to believe in your own bullshit. Think about it. I wasn't here when this drug operation really took off, now was I? This is all you. But you wanted it all for yourself.
Drop a bomb!
I agree with that shit.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. When this drug thing took off, I was in jail. You did this.
My thing is this, and I wholeheartedly believe this. My game is my game. If I'm selling drugs and doing what I got to do to make sure that my family is good, and that's what I respected about Ghost, is I'm not bringing you into this game. No matter how much you begging me to learn and begging me to do this, you shouldn't even know what the fuck I'm doing. All you know is you got food on the fucking table. I'm here for you when you need me. And I do what I do for y'all.
Huh? What you say,
Monet has gotten over, you know, that Monet get over her head. Like,
is over head? No.
She's a typical woman that gets trapped into doing things to survive.
No,
I give her that.
First off, relax on doing things to survive. Let me say this on that sense. It's like to be let's be real here. Vaughn's a single mom and she's had to do things to survive. All right, and she didn't bring her son up in the streets. My mom, your mom, you know what I'm saying? People had to do things. My grandmother, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of single moms and people who've had to do, you know what I'm saying? And they did not take their kids. Now, whether we...
That's what I've been saying. I'm not saying that she involving her kids is right.
Now, whether we ended up in the street or not, that's a totally different story. But at the end of the day, like, watching my grandmother get up and ride that 2 train to work every day, watching my mom's get up and do that, your mom's getting up every day and driving that bus, it was to make sure that we didn't have to do the shit that they, the stuff that they had to do. You know what I'm saying? To give us an opportunity to have a better life. They gonna grind so that we can have a better life. Like, Monet took the easy way out. I'm pretty certain that my mother could have found somebody to help her get into the game and do all of that stuff, because my daddy was in the game. You know what I'm saying? Pretty sure your mom could have done the same thing. I'm sure Vaughn knows people who are in the game that could have got her an opportunity to do that. So I can't absolve Monet of anything here. Monet is a typical narcissist. They don't believe, and I hate to use the word narcissist because it's a hot button word right now, but at the end of the day, you're blaming everybody else for the stuff that you've done. The reason you're sitting here in this purgatory looking at yourself about to die, dealing with your demons, because remember, what's being said to her is her talking to herself. It is right. Not no divine anything. It is her talking to her. So this is her conscience, which is inside of her, letting her know that she is wrong for everything. And even CL says, my co-host on Relationship Status, CL Butler, says the worst lie you could tell is the one you tell to yourself. And Monet lies to herself every single day, which makes it easy to lie to everybody else in her life. She doesn't have children, she has soldiers. And you heard people, and you've heard other characters on the show say that before. So I cannot absolve her in this moment.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm only giving her credit for making a choice, whatever her choice was, to survive. The moment she involved her kids rather than allowing them to make choices for themselves, that's where she is wrong.
Listen,
one kid she did that with was Zeke.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't respect her choice to survive. I don't respect what she did to survive. I respect the woman who decides, hey, look, you know what? I'm gonna find me a job to make sure that my kid does what that I'm gonna keep my child safe. Because living in a life, your children are never safe. Your family's never safe. So I'm gonna do what I can do to get there. One. Two, I respect the woman that says, hey, I'm gonna work this job and I'm gonna get my degree. I'm gonna get my education so that I can make a better life for my family. So my kids could see, yo, look, this is what you can do to get yourself over the hump. Excuses are not accepted. The tools of the incompetence.
But do you know that there is a different choice than that?
No,
there isn't.
I'm saying you cannot get credit. She can't get credit for doing wrong. You can't get credit for doing wrong.
You know, Monet should not be getting credit for anything. I think it's different. Because she's never had a brain. Monet has mouth, and she has built a fear for them to be in her. She was really the brains.
No, she was the brains of the
operation. Tariq is the brain since the fucking show started.
No, I'm gonna say Monet. I'm talking about in this family sense, in the Tejada family sense.
This is what I believe. I respect any survivor's choice. Whether it's wrong or right, I don't give a fuck. You made a choice to do what you need to do to survive. That's what I'm saying.
See, but that's
so hear me out.
You're saying need.
Hold up. Let me finish my statement. Let me finish it. All I'm saying is it's your choice. So once you choose to involve your offspring or other people without them being able to make a choice, is where you are wrong. You should never, if I'm a hustler, I'm the hustler. My kids are in the school. Now, if they go out there and learn about the world and whatever, and they become hustlers, all right, cool. let me show you how this shit is done. But I'm not doing this for you to learn how I do this.
Well, let me say this, and to refute your point, Ghost and Tasha did what they had to do, what they felt they had to do for their family to survive, for their family to make it, whatever they needed to do. Ghost mm-hmm. didn't want his kid to go through what he went through. Didn't want his kids to go through that. And in essence, they haven't. Tariq chose this life after he found out what his dad did with some. Yeah.
But I feel like Tasha fucked it up because Tasha told him the game. That's what Tasha was.
She taught him the game, right?
No, because Tasha. No, I think.
Tasha was like, "If you're gonna do it, I need you to do it right." That's what.
Nah, what you should have did was let that nigga fail and go to jail.
In that sense, Tasha did it wrong. Tasha did it the wrong way. Because in that sense, Tasha did it out of necessity too now. Because
she did it to save herself because she needed a hustler.
She needed money. She needed somebody on the street doing stuff. And she used Tariq the way Monet uses her kids.
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember that.
What's that saying? If I teach you something, if I teach you how to do what I do, you won't live in my house no more.
Right, let's okay, get into so this.
Can we say the same thing about Rock and Kanan?
Yeah, no, but
absolutely no. But Kanan's different because Kanan left.
No. I don't think we can say that about Rock and Kanan because Rock was trying to stop Kanan from going into the life.
Kanan moved out. Raquel kept bringing him back to the house.
Yeah,
Raquel Kanan got the fuck out of here.
Like, you're not doing this. Like, no, you're not going to be in the street. No, you're not going to deal these drugs. This is why
we said what we said, that Raising Kanan is the more realistic of all the fucking series.
It has no choice but to be factual. What you feel like, Vaughn?
I don't know. I just feel like she is part of his problem as well. I think all of the adults with their children have been a part of the problem.
But isn't that the problem? Hold on. Isn't that the what's the word? Oh, I'm off a little bit. But isn't that the issue? No, isn't that the issue with life as a parent?
Yeah. What choice is correct for your kid? Because
right now I have a difficult decision to make. Within the next, I'm about a month out from having to make that decision, but it's going to impact my kids more than anything. And so which choice is the right decision? Which thing is the right thing? There's the easy choice and it's the difficult choice. It's the thing that comes that makes my life easier. And then it's the thing that makes some difficulties, possible difficulties down the road. So I think that as parents, we don't, especially,
there's no rule book.
No, but not only that, how many of us come from dual family households that are extremely stable? I don't.
I ain't never seen them.
You know what I'm saying? I at all. And so it makes it, you know, being a father thing difficult, being a mom thing difficult, because even if you're a young lady who comes up with a single mom, all you know is this strong woman who's had to do both roles. You don't know what it's like to be, what's the word, like I said, I hate hot button words, but in your feminine energy when there's a man in the home, or when there's a dual income household, the lack of the struggle, the woman doesn't have to work as hard. She doesn't have to be in her masculine energy because there's a father in the home dealing with things and making sure that stuff happens. So a lot of us don't get that. So we're out here trying to make the best of whatever decisions that we could possibly make. And that's what I'm seeing here. In this is, I don't think that Monet is making the best decisions that she could make. I think she's making, once again, she's ghost-like in making these selfish decisions. It's about her. It's about the lifestyle she wants, not what she wants to provide for her kids. Because if she wanted to provide for her kids, she wouldn't have given Zeke up. But let's get into Zeke a little bit. Let's get into Zeke right here.
This is some bullshit.
Oh, my baby.
You broke my heart, Monet.
can't do this. Not what you think. I can't.
You never made it right between us.
Maybe I would have, but you died.
Before that.
It hurt like hell giving you away. But it was the right thing to do. I was so young.
I. It's all about you. You used me. That was your escape plan. You should have just left me in North Carolina.
Baby, I got you caught up in all this shit, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know that, right?
What's that matter to me?
It matters to me. It matters to me. Please, give me a second chance to do right by Kane, you and Diana. Please, please.
You really think you deserve a second chance?
No. But I want one anyway. Please let me do right by my kids. Please.
It ain't up to me.
Can you forgive me? Can you forgive me, Zeke? I'm so sorry.
So from that, we're going to move forward. Just for those of us that have switched over from Instagram to Facebook, Instagram only allows us to stream for an hour long, and we have gone over our time, people. good conversation is always great. But we're here. This is where we are right now. Let's get into it. Can she make it up? Do you think Monet's going to come out of this as a totally different person, or is she going to be one of those people that's like, I ain't never getting drunk no more. I swear to God, if you take me out of this, I ain't never getting drunk no more. And then they get sober and they're good and they're like, oh, well, you know, hey, I just said that because I was in the moment.
I think she'll attempt to, but for the most part, she's going to end up making the same poor choices because there isn't anyone that is capable of being in control. Because if you think about it, all four of them, the Tejadas, want something different. Kane want to be the man. Drew just want to be in love with a stripper. And Diana just want to be regular. So they all want something different.
Diana wants a basic plain life. Monet is not going to change. She's having this conversation with her conscience, and the fact I started laughing because he asked, "Do you deserve a second chance?" And she said, "No, but I want one anyway."
Yeah, I respected that.
Don't deserve a second chance. She is going to get a second chance. She's going to get a second chance to try to find out who killed her. Like, she's going to get worse, in my opinion. I don't see her trying to turn over a new leaf at
100%. All. 100%. But I feel like she should, at some point when she was in purgatory, she needed to accept that she fucked up. And that's the only thing I took out of that whole situation. Because I'm gonna tell you like this.
That's all you took out.
I love your facts. I love Mary J. Blige. I love Mary J. Blige. She could pour it out in the song, she could write it, she could sing it, you know what I'm saying? But act it out, not her strong suit. I don't get remorse from her at all. Only thing I get from her as an actor is she can be cold hearted. That is it.
Oh, yeah, you do that very well.
Very well. Very well. Like, nigga, I told you to do this. Go stand in the corner. When I see. Like, I get that about her. But the rest of the remorse, the love, I don't feel that. And that's not to say that her as a person can't love and be remorseful or whatever, but just her acting of it is not the best. I've seen better. Hmm. But we all know Mary not know.
What about Davis? You know
Davis? Yo, Method Man is a horrible actor. I love Method Man. Like, that's my dude right there, but he's never been the greatest actor. Method Man had a... I will say this.
I think he's doing decent.
If you, if you look at Method Man from the How High movie, all the way through the different roles that he has played, some have been a little bit more easier because they kind of cater to him. But this one, I think, stretches him the furthest as an actor. And he's admitted to himself that he goes to acting classes. So he's learning to be an actor. He's not just bullshitting. You know what I mean?
I think Method Man, he had a statement, and they talked about it on the Scumbag Lounge today on the, in their recording. He said, Method Man says he's never coming back to perform at Summer Jam following the show. Never Thanks. Again. Never again at this point. The generation gap is too wide for me. And I think this is where we kind of will see the evolution of Method Man as an actor. Because I think he'll continue to do, I think when you're splitting your time, what it says, it's only 100% of you. If you're giving 25% over here and 25% over here and 50% over here, nothing is getting 100% of you. And I think he wants to embrace.
He wants to give 100% of acting.
Nah, the breakdown on that, he's not. Yo, who in our generation? Well, all right. So our generation is going to listen to Method Man. We're going to listen to Redman. We're going to listen to Wu-Tang. We're going to listen to Nas. We're going to listen to all the people that we grew up listening to. Our kids are going to listen to 1/8 of that. And then they're going to develop that into their own taste. So they want to hear the Drake beef. I'd rather listen to fucking Ether and fucking Super Ugly. Because when I hear this Drake beef and this, Kendrick Lamar, I'm disgusted by it. The beats are horrible. The lyrics are fucking whack. I can't deal with it. It's just noise. And they just and it so but the younger generation is loving it. So time changes,
but that's
and
when their, time changes, that's their time period.
So in order for Method Man to survive the rest of his life, he got to get to a different bag, and acting is
definitely that bag.
So he's not a horrible actor.
No. I just think he hasn't had time to hone his craft.
He just the one thing they should not have done to him was make him play drunk. They should have actually let him get drunk and then film that scene. They should have filmed that scene because that was the one horrible scene that I saw. But you got to remember, what rapper coming up isn't some type of womanizer, isn't about money. And we already know Method Man used to sell drugs in between filming rap videos. So we know he got the hustle. We know he know how to be a womanizer. But we do know that he is a married family dude as well. You know what I'm saying? So if you let him showcase what he's been through and what he's come through, that scene in the beginning with him being in the shower.
More realistic.
More realistic for that type of character. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that makes sense. All right, let's get into the quick rapid fire. If I still got that drop on here, I think I got it down. I gotta put it back.
I got guns. I just heard it. No, that was me.
Oh, that was me.
Anyway, yeah, we're gonna get into this rapid fire. Kane and Effie's arguing. And make our session were perfectly on brand for them. But Kane will get himself in trouble if he truly falls for Effie because apparently she is all over the place. She wanted to
choose him.
For real? She's still carrying the torch for her old boo. You said what?
I said she ain't gonna choose him.
No, she's not choosing.
She could definitely choose Tariq. You know what I'm saying? And that's just gonna be a stupid choice because Tariq is I just hope that I can get that my little ghost and she's gonna choose
Tariq. I think she's gonna help Tariq, but at the end of the day, she's gonna choose herself.
Yeah, I think she's gonna choose herself. Now, at what point did we miss Brayden and Tariq going to the gun range? Because they really
look really. I told you that shit was Fortnite, my nigga.
They look comfortable gearing up for that SWAT scene. Like they put on the thing, they had put the guns together. Bye bye. All right. Next one. I feel bad for Paz. She watched Angela throw her life away. And Junior's ambition got the best of him. Will she wind up having the saddest story in power history?
I don't feel bad for Paz.
You think she should. Listen to the question. The question is, do you think Paz ends up with the saddest story in the power universe when it's all said and done?
I don't care.
Yes. Yes.
Because she's been a hater. Fuck her. She's been a hater from the rip. She would not let Ghost get some of that good poom from Angela Valdez. So she's been a hater from the rip.
Ghost didn't deserve her sister.
She's been a hater from the rip. And she's been leeching off her her sister. She mooched off her sister. She used her sister to put her son through fucking school, depending on her sister to take care of their father. Like, what good were you?
Did now I hate to agree with Eve on this, but she kind of did.
You did. If you didn't want your son to follow in, if you don't want your son to follow in your sister's footsteps, you should have had a different role model for him.
Yeah, she kind of did. I must agree.
Fuck her story.
I think it's still sad. Her sister's gone and her son is gone.
I'm elated.
I'm not saying it's not sad. And my last thing was, and I'm going to do my research. My last thing here is, and like I said, I'm gonna do my research. Now, apparently, Denise was killed in somewhere in the Power Universe, and Denise is the wife.
I'm figuring like this is gonna be like that Ghost of Tommy prequel story. That's when he got killed. That's when she got killed.
Apparently, it's said to have happened already. So I'm gonna research it. We're gonna talk about it on the next episode. But let's get into it. Let's get to our last set of segments here. We are 12 minutes over time. People, we are sorry for taking up your Sunday, but we are almost done. Vaughn, what was your favorite scene from this episode?
I didn't have a favorite scene, but I was glad Effie
nothing in the play.
Oh Lord. What's his name? King? The son. Braden friend. No.
Tariq.
I was glad that she put Tariq on game that they were there. Because Tariq, I mean, he's losing it. He's losing the
battle. That made me lose respect for her.
I got a question, EB, before you answer. Okay. Effie, Diana, and what is the other girl name? Jeez Louise.
She's not a non-factor. She's got her family.
I can't remember the name.
Which one is Pose this question on Instagram. Which one is the best fit for Tariq? Who could you see Tariq marrying?
Only Effie.
I can't. Not Diana. I don't trust Effie.
Look at why Ghost married Tasha.
But he that's Ghost Tasha. And Tasha's story.
That's the reason why Diana does not fall far from the tree.
That's the reason why Diana fits.
No, it does not. She tried to kill the nigga. She ain't take shit from him. She ain't help him in no way.
Listen, Effie
has not done anything to help him.
Effie might look better, but Diana's the better fit.
Nah, it's not about looks.
It ain't about looks.
Let me answer the question. The reason I pick Effie is because they don't trust each other. And the only thing that would tie them into each other to make them work together would be their distrust. So they have to.
Lauren, that's the other girl's name, Lauren.
Yeah, that's
Lauren.
Toxic.
But Lauren's so, adding Lauren. But I'm telling you,
I think Lauren should have been with him.
Everything that you, I'm telling you, everything that you are as a parent, your kids absorb that. And they are in some way, shape, or form going to become that, whether you want them to or not. You know what I'm saying? So Ghost should not have ever married Tasha. But when you involve Tasha in the game, that's when you got some of the best results out of Ghost. Tariq get his best results with Effie. Period. Mm. It ain't about who he loves. Because you got to remember, he was...
I say Lauren, I say Effie, and Yosh says Diana.
Ghost was in love with another person. He was never in love with Tasha.
He was never in love with Tasha. I'm not saying that he was in love with Tasha.
You don't think so? I think he was in love with Tasha.
No.
He loved Tasha.
He did love her.
He did. Honestly,
but he was never in love. He married her because she took the weight for him.
In love? Nah. He was in love with Angela. Whoever you want to risk it all for, you're in
love.
That's
who you're in love with.
That's who you're in love with.
I mean, I think, so what if Angela never came back?
Angela? No, I think he would have loved, like I said, I think he loved Tasha. I just don't think he was in love with her.
He would have still continued to chase Angela to the end.
Yeah. All right, Evie, what was your favorite scene?
You know my
Angela
favorite
was the one that got away.
I ain't got to say it.
What was your favorite scene?
Met the man first scene. It was my favorite scene. Phone call scene. Period. You see the little short one?
I'm with Vaughn on this. I didn't have a favorite scene. All of them sucked.
I was second close was Agent Valdez getting a bullet in his head.
All right, winners and losers. Evie, who's your winner? Who's your loser?
Biggest loser is Agent Valdez. he didn't build a case. He didn't build. He didn't build an Erector set, a Lego, nothing. You know what I'm saying? My biggest winner. I'm actually gonna go with Monet on my biggest winner because she survived her ordeal. That is it.
Okay.
All right. Vaughn, who you got? Biggest
winner, biggest loser? Biggest losers are all of the shooters. All the shooters are the biggest losers. My biggest loser is Noma. Noma to me is the biggest loser. And that's
because she lost the love of Obi.
She's losing and don't know how she's losing it. And when she's always been in control of everything, she's not understanding what's going on. And she's losing sight of what's going on right under her nose.
If there's any person that needs to just back out of a situation and go in another direction, it is Noma.
Facts. Who was your biggest winner?
My biggest winner, I really don't have a true winner this season.
But she gave us two losers.
The biggest loser, I think, is Brayden losing his family. I think it's always, no matter what the issue is behind it, it's always difficult when you lose your family, period. And then my biggest winner, I was gonna go with Davis McLean.
My God, right now.
But I think the biggest winner is Monet, because she beat the Angel of Death, and she's here to live
for fight now.
A good fight. Except for now,
because you never know with the bullet holes. You never know.
It's a lot of losers. Diana, she's a loser.
There's a whole episode of losing. Michael Detective Carter is the biggest loser too, because he just stepped into a world of shit that he didn't need to be involved in.
Drew.
Fuck Drew. Yo, I would bitch slap Drew. If I was walking down the street and Drew's character was coming towards me, I would slap him.
So what?
Hard.
So fuck violent. Drew.
I like the actor though. He's a nice dude. Yo, did you see that clip before we get out of here? Did you see that clip I sent you of what's his name at the premiere?
Nah, I just opened up my Instagram and saw that you sent me something. I'm gonna check. Yo, go ahead and post
it. He had beef at the premiere.
Post it on Instagram.
He was acting like he does in the show for real. That nigga Lou. All
right, now remember, you can catch us. Hey, don't forget, this Thursday there's gonna be a new host on. Vaughn and EB is gonna be joined by a surprise host. New host to the show, and then I'll be back on Sunday at 6 for, you know what it is, we're back again for the Power Recap. We're gonna go ahead and get out of here now. Vaughn, tell the people how they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at One Vonchella. You can always find me here kicking with the crew on Sunday nights now, recapping Power, and every Thursday.
Even tell the people how they can find you.
Doing something.
Yo, you can find me. You can find me on Instagram. That's BIGKIDENVI_chops. As well as Facebook. You got that X, Rich, and Ignorant page.
Don't forget to catch the show live on Instagram. Catch the show live. On IG, all y'all be on. Some of y'all
catch
be
on an IG. Hour of it live.
Well, hour.
If they only give us an hour,
if we stick to the script. All right. Hey man, you can find me on Facebook at Yoshi English, on Twitter at @IamCoachE_, and on Snapchat and Instagram at @TheNinthWonder. As well as you can find me on the Relationship Status Podcast. We ain't had an episode in 2 months, but we back next Sunday, next Monday. And Wednesday. All right. Till next time, y'all. We're out.